You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
No leader is out there like, hey, I want to make my people feel like crap. No one says that, okay? So you're doing it out of caring. I want these people to produce more, so because that's what it takes for me to be happy, and I think that they got so much potential. They're so amazing. And that's great, but just think about it like your kids. So, go to, your teenager or older child and say, you're so smart. I really wish you'd be a doctor. I really wish for you, I'd really like for you to be a doctor. Does that come across great if they don't want to be a doctor? It's like, oh, sorry, I'm not a doctor. I'm a teacher because I love that. Yeah, but gosh, it'd be great if you were a doctor. He's so cool. It'd just be really neat. How do they feel? I mean, do they feel empowered? Like, wow, they see so much potential in me. No, they're like, man, I'm a big fat loser. I guess what I'm doing is not enough. Does that analogy help you? Because you're doing it out of love. I get it. You're not trying to make them feel bad. And yeah, you believe they should be making more money. If that's not their level of desire and they're happy where they are, keep them happy. Way to go. You know, there was, like with my sons, they... great takeaway, by the way. Great takeaway. Yes, give her a hand. So with my sons, I never want to push my agenda on them, right? And they're 20 and 19 years old. And both are now in college. It's crazy. I'm so old. So both in college. And I never want to push my agenda on them. Now I wanted to expose them. So they've been to events, I've had them, both of them have sold from stage. One sold candy for his school, one sold, popcorn for Cub Scouts. And I wanted them to be exposed to things I'd never been exposed to. They've been on video, they've done some things that I wasn't exposed to as a little kid. And, one day I say to him, so what I used to do is as a part-time gig, is I used to go to, Walmart clearance, Target clearance, yard sales, and things like that. And I'd kind of studied eBay. And so I knew what toys sold well. So I would buy high quality toys, they would play with them for whatever, and then I'd resell them at a profit on eBay. And so I was shipping out all kinds of stuff, man. And sometimes I'd hit the mother load. I mean, this will sound so funny, but I just want to, some of you may resonate with this. I remember I went to Walmart and they had these little boxes of Lego stormtroopers, okay? And they were on clearance, 90 cents. Now I know, I'm like a walking price guide back then. I had studied eBay. These dudes, so there were two in a box, they sold for $8 each. I called every Walmart. I literally bought hundreds of boxes and took, they were 45 cents each. I sold them for $8 to $9 each. For me, that was a lot of money back then, man. That was awesome. And, they're playing with them and stuff like that. And there was a lot of inventory left over that I just never kind of got around. I kind of went into a different direction, went into real estate and stuff like that. And so there was a whole cache of toys that I never got the chance to flip. And so, I told my boys, a few years ago, I said, hey, if you guys want to sell that on eBay, you can just keep the money, don't worry about it. And so they're like, oh, cool, all right. And so maybe a month or two later, I asked them, I said, hey, how'd that go? How did you sell anything? How'd it go, and make some money? And again, I was telling them, you keep the money, sell whatever. And they said, people really, this is my, Brandon said, he goes, people really don't want to pay the shipping. And that's when it kind of clicked for me. It was a little hard click. I'm like, They're just either not ready or they're just not entrepreneurs. And that's okay. It's okay. Me? I was selling all kinds of stuff, man. I mean, I was selling my shoes in middle school. I was selling Airheads. I was selling everything. I get my hands on anything, I'm selling it. I'm like, how can I, let me sell it. It was just in my blood. It's just the way that it is. I wasn't disappointed. I mean, for a second, kind of hit me hard. And then I'm like, you know what? That's okay. They can be amazing individuals and not be my exact version of who I am. And so, you know, they're pursuing, you know, Ethan's pursuing, my youngest is pursuing sports management. He's like an encyclopedia for football. You know, ask him stats and he can rattle them off. Loves doing that. Totally supportive. It's awesome. He doesn't have to be an entrepreneur for me to be happy. He can be whatever he wants and be happy. We have an amazing relationship. But boy, if I was addicted, if I just hounded them and say, man, if only you just started your own business, man. If only you started doing network marketing. If only you did this. I assure you our relationship wouldn't be as good. I'm more addicted to the relationship than them being a version of someone that I wish that they were. Is that helpful?
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.